Hey guys, and welcome back to QB Rant. I am Quentin, your host, and this is my co-host slash compadre,
Bennett, and we have come back with another episode.
Sorry we haven't done it in a long time. It's probably been like a while.
Yeah, let's just keep it at that.
But today we are going to talk about the topics of annoying ads in several different things. So we might as well just get on that topic, shouldn't we?
You really just want to start off with that?
I don't know. It's your decision. It's your podcast.
I mean, it's kind of your podcast.
It is both our podcasts, though.
How about we start off by saying thank you for giving us the views?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I should. Okay, guys.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say thank you.
I wanted to say a big old thank you, guys, for making us blow up a little bit. I've seen that we've gotten multiple people from around the world listening to our podcast, and it makes us feel super special. So thanks for listening in. Sorry we haven't made a one in a long time. I know we said that before, but yeah, we just haven't had time to get together. So
yeah, we've currently got about 3,400 plays, so thank you guys.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't know who's been sharing it with their friends, but
we thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
So back on to our main topic here.
Advertisements,
yeah. Slash, like, sponsorships in videos. Like, you know when you're watching a YouTube video and it doesn't show, like, that ad bar? Or because you have YouTube Premium, there is no ad bar? Well, it's always annoying when the YouTuber himself decides to, oh, we're gonna have this little advertisement that is just called a sponsor, quotation marks.
Except that it actually is an advertisement.
Yeah.
You see, they get paid by companies, so it's kind of worth it for them. Because every time that someone clicks on the video, they get money.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it's not really a benefit to people watching.
I wish we had advertisements.
Wish we had advertisements?
Yeah, I wish we had sponsors.
You know what? We don't need to have sponsors, Quentin, because they're annoying, right?
Yeah.
But hey, if anyone wants to sponsor us,
feel free.
But
we just to let you know, we don't like sponsors. Please sponsor us, please, anybody.
We don't support sponsors though. But
we don't support them. But Coca-Cola, if you could, or Raid Shadow Legends, if you could, just sponsors. Or Honey, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, let's stop. So just want to say, 83% of people actually agree that not all ads are bad, but I want to filter the obnoxious ones.
Yeah, there are some obnoxious ones, like Raid Shadow Legends was one for, wow, a very long time.
That's kind of ironic. Just cough. Bring their ad blocking to something less restrictive. 77% of people agree with the statement. I wish there was a way to ad filter instead of ad block completely. Wait, really? Yeah. So they don't want to block ads, they just want to filter them? I mean, I guess there can be very annoying ads, and you just want to filter them and only have good ones. I bet you some people actually like to watch the ads. Like my cousin, actually. My cousin, he likes to watch ads all the way through sometimes, and I'm like,
why?
You know, it is what it is, but he's watching a YouTube video, and it's like this 2-minute ad about this farming seed. He'll be like, oh, I want to watch the whole thing. I want to see how it works. I want to see their story.
Okay, there's some interesting ads. Like, I remember when a YouTube video went on, and right before the YouTube video, there was, like, this ad on. I didn't even want to be a YouTuber or anything, but it's like, this is how you can get a million subscribers on your first YouTube channel. And I just, unironically, just kept watching it. It's because it was, like, actual content. But then, soon after, I was just like, don't really want to watch this, so I just skipped it. But I watched like 40 seconds of this 50 second long video. It was an ad.
Oh yeah, well I have watched ads before, of course.
Yeah, well there's some annoying ones, like Starbucks during the Christmas time. There was a lot of YouTube ads for it.
Oh yeah, and the most annoying ad for me in like the last year has been the Stadia ad.
Oh
for
yeah,
the Google Stadia thing, just cause I saw it so many times.
It's starting to be like,
and it just had like this music that went with it, and I knew I wasn't gonna buy that console, so Not because it's not good, but because, well,
you already have one.
I have a console, and basically that ad is just not good.
But there was,
and it was just like all over the place. But anyways,
the worst ad I feel is the ones where it's the same length. Well, sometimes they're a little bit longer, but like you just don't get the skip button because they're a short ad, so they won't let you do the skip. And it just plays through the entire ad, and sometimes they're like 12 seconds long, and you just have to endure that.
Yeah, some ads don't let you skip, which actually is not good, because some more people are okay with ads if you can have the option to skip, because you don't want to force somebody to watch your ad.
Yeah, because I feel like that's just, it's just mean.
Yeah, so consumers don't hate ads, they hate bad ads.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's basically me.
91% of people say that ads are more intrusive today than 2 to 3 years ago.
That kind of makes sense, though, because, like, people are getting more sponsor deals and stuff like that, and things are becoming more popular, meaning that there's going to be more ads out there for more of just the same product from different types of people advertising about it.
Yeah. And most people say there's more ads in general than 2 to 3 years ago, which makes sense.
Oh, another ad kind of thing is like, you know when people are sponsoring their own merch? That's basically an ad that they always do. It's like, some people just do it during the end of the video, and some people constantly do it throughout their video. And that's kind of annoying, because it's just like that little pause, and it's just like, oh, if you go to this website, you can buy my sick new merch I got out. It's like, yeah. I just like it when people do at the end of the video, because then I can just play the next one.
You can just get off the video.
Yeah.
But that's only a problem for people who watch YouTube, which is like, probably
a lot.
Most people listening.
Mm-hmm.
So, people feel overwhelmed, interrupted, and stalked by bad digital ads, but they don't really mind the good ones.
Makes sense if it's a good ad. Like I said before, my little story.
Or should marketers feel really freaking grateful that consumers are still willing to make that distinction between bad ads and good ones?
Don't even know what that means.
I think it's good that people can see that there's some good ads.
What? Why do you say markers?
What?
Oh, marketers.
Yes.
Oh, I heard markers.
Markers.
It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Markers should feel really grateful.
Yeah. Honestly, the markers should feel the greatest. They are the goat.
Pop-ups are the worst.
Oh, yeah, pop-up ads. Like, if you're on a website and stuff like that.
Yeah, because all the time on websites, there's just the ads, like, on the side or that pop-up on your website. So, like, if you're trying to, like, look something up or show someone something, the website will just have, like, an ad in between, like, every little bit of an article, or...
Yeah, and then another weird, like, what I hate is when a pop-up ad happens on, like, let's say a mobile game, and you're playing Agario or something like that, and just pops up.
Yeah, it can kind of ruin things.
Mm-hmm, it can. It gets really annoying. This isn't really an ad, but it's also annoying. Like, the robot check, they see if you're a robot.
Yes.
It's always there, and it's just really annoying. It's like, I'm not a robot. Either way, if I am, robots get in all the time.
Yeah, that's why they have it, though.
So that robots still come in. It's not even useful.
Can robots actually get past that easily?
I feel like they could.
I don't really know. I'm not very smart, so...
Whoa, you can't say that. You were homeschooled. Automatic brightness right there.
Guys, I was homeschooled. Surprise, surprise. I probably said that.
Probably have. Well, let's go next on our list. We've talked about this topic long enough, I feel.
Exams,
okay.
How was your exams, Quentin? And well, are they done?
At the moment, I have 3 out of the 4 exams done. I feel they went pretty well. I had phys ed exam. I had an art exam, which was way too long. And then I had a geography exam today, earlier. And you did too, right?
Yes, I had a geography exam today as well.
Well, I guess I'll say how mine went first, and then you can go. My first exam, my phys ed exam, was pretty good. It was pretty simple, pretty easy. Honestly, at one point, I got tripped up, fell, and hit my elbow really hard. So, that hurt. But besides that, everything went pretty smoothly. And then for my art exam, it was so annoying. I just sat for 3 hours. We just had to show off our presentations, and there was too much talking. And then for my geography, easy. It wasn't easy, but it was just...
It went good.
Yeah.
Because you studied.
Yeah.
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 You knew stuff. Yeah, so I feel kind of bad because I actually only have to do one exam. Because...
So lucky.
Quentin's doing 4. And, so I've been really sick, and on the day of my English exam, which was this past Friday, I was like really struggling to breathe and had to go to the hospital. So actually I didn't go to the hospital, I just went to a walk-in clinic.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a dentist.
Why would I go to a dentist?
I don't know, I just thought you were going to say dentist.
Well, I didn't. So yeah, in the morning, I thought I was going to my exam, and then my parents said, no, you can't go to your exam, you're too sick. So, I actually don't have to do it, and I'm just stuck with my mark right now, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. No more details on that. Don't tell them your mark. Yeah. Just keep it at that.
I know, because some people could be watching.
And some people could feel down about that.
Some people could be watching that, I know. But that's okay, mm-hmm. If I know you. Well, thanks for your
listen.
Yeah, thanks for being there. I appreciate you.
What is the next topic we have here? Guys, we are going to get to a serious topic here. This happened recently. Well, at the timeline, I don't know what timeline you're watching this at, but at the moment, this happened recently, and it's sad, but... Yeah.
There has been a death
of a really famous basketball player. I don't know if you've heard of him. You probably have, and he's been on the news quite a bit now. Kobe Bryant and his daughter have died due to helicopter?
Yes.
Crash?
Yeah. There was 9 bodies recovered from the crash, and
two of those bodies were Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Now, this affected a lot of people in the NBA, and they were also really sad. Like, I saw some things on, I think it was, like, after one of the games, there was, like, I can't remember who it was. I think it was a coach or something, and he was talking about it, and he just was getting so teared up, and he just couldn't continue. And for respect, I can't even remember the name of that team. They just suddenly stopped.
They stopped the 24.
Yeah, for the 24 shot clock.
Because Kobe Bryant was number 24.
Which, it really sucks that he had to die, and he died pretty young. He was only 41 years old. And it really sucked that his daughter died at such a young age.
Yeah,
she was 13.
13, yeah. It's very disappointing.
At the moment we're looking at this article, do you see anything more about it?
There was no flight data or cockpit voice recorder in the helicopter that crashed. Okay, so there's no sound. Now, you wanted to talk about Eminem's song, Godzilla.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to break things up just a little bit. Godzilla. Amazing. It was an amazing song. He didn't break any records, sadly, but the rap at the end was so fast. Like, just so fast.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of people who think he did break records.
And those people are just delusional, because, well, he didn't, of course.
Yeah, it's okay, though, because he didn't need to break records. It was just a great song.
Yeah, and the fact that Juice WRLD was in it, too, was pretty good.
Yeah, because Juice WRLD
died because of seizure.
Because he had drugs.
Mm-hmm. When did he die?
When did he die?
Like last year sometime.
We're very professional. We have all of our information gathered very nicely, as you can tell.
Oh yeah, we're so good at this.
Actually, where are we going?
I have no idea where we're going with this. So, back to topics. I just wanted to say that I didn't mean to bring this back, but I feel like I should. I'm just so thankful that more people are listening to our podcast. It makes me and Bennett super happy at the moment. We're just so proud of ourselves, and we're proud that many people are listening. It's just, it's blowing our mind.
Yeah, we've got like 32 countries or something, and we're in like all the continents except for Antarctica, but that's okay. We're not gonna cry about that.
I'm gonna cry about it tonight, but
we have a total of 3,440 plays as an update of right now.
Hopefully that grows in the next little while. How many do we actually have? Oh, that's a lot more than I remember.
What do you mean?
I just don't remember just looking at it.
We just have lots of countries. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Japan, gotta say thank you.
I'm so proud because you guys didn't know, I was just really looking forward, really wanted Japan to look at our podcast, and I'm so glad that they did.
Yeah, Quentin, you want to go to Japan?
Of course I do. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
You have anywhere in the world you want to go, actually? I've never heard of you.
We don't need to talk about that. I don't have any aspirations at the moment.
Oh, that's a big word.
That's okay. I thought of it on the spot.
I know, and it's not fair. You can think of bigger words than me. You sound more scientific.
More scientific? I don't even do science, dude.
I do.
You're in. Do you have a science exam tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. That is a shame.
Also proud of the United States of America. Good job on becoming our top listener.
We're 53%.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. We wish Canadians were, because we're Canadian. But, yeah, it's so great. Thanks, people from Texas, New York, California, New Jersey, and
a bunch of other places.
Illinois, Ohio, Florida, Louisiana, New Jersey. I think I already said that. District of Columbia, whatever.
Virginia.
Georgia. Maryland.
Arizona and Missouri, those are all the people in
America.
Well, there's like the little cities, but we're not gonna
mention them. they need to be mentioned. The next place that we're gonna talk about now is, I wanna give a big thanks to Canada. Canada, one of our top contributors.
Yep, number two with 24% of our listeners. Thank you very much.
I don't know how much 24% is of 3.4K, but...
And I don't know why we're giving you this information, but, yeah, we actually post all of this on our social media.
I guess I should plug that. Talking about plugging, our social media. I know this is kind of an ad, and we were talking about how we hate ads, but this is an ad you can enjoy. Not really. If you want to skip this, just skip, like, 5 seconds.
Okay, you know what? Just get on with it. Follow our social media.
At official QB underscore RANT. That is rant.
Yep. On Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, we have a Twitter, but we have never used it.
So, it's kind of useless at the moment. But,
but that's okay. Because we do useless things sometimes. You know, I made a Twitter account for our podcast account, and then when I did that, I made one for myself, and I really have not used Twitter.
I never go on Twitter. I just keep getting notifications about it, and I'm like, that's cool.
I don't know my password for my account. I only know our podcast account.
Wanna just spread out that password real quick?
Yeah, guys, want to know our Twitter account? Let me just check real quick. I'm just kidding.
Good job. I believed in you.
Yeah. So, I'm actually right now visiting Quentin.
Yeah, this is not our normal studio. This is my house.
Okay.
Thank you for coming to my house.
Yep.
This never happens.
I'm here so that we can record, you know?
We're doing this all for you guys. You should know this. You feel special.
There's a lot of noise for some reason, and I feel kind of upset.
Why? We just got told from a very special manager that they're breaking ice upstairs.
And that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Last thing I want to leave this out on is on a good note. We always have to leave out on a good note. The motto's not coming soon. Sorry.
The motto's not coming soon?
The motto will be at the end, but not right now.
I mean, we're going to be at the end soon.
I really need to emphasize how much I hate this. Fortnite. I really got to emphasize how much I dislike split screen. Just cut it down the middle.
Oh, I thought you were saying dislike Fortnite in general. I wasn't.
Nah, it's not a terrible game. People still like it.
Kind of is.
I don't like the game. Just playing it on my own, it's kind of boring. But like, they need to fix it.
I will still play it if I have a friend to play with.
Yeah, but the only thing they need to fix is the split screen. It's so dumb. It's just, why would you put it this way instead of this way? You guys can't see my hand motions, but.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Why this way instead of this way?
You know what I mean?
You guys know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, but if they did that, there would be more room and people could see it better. And then they could be on each side of the TV instead of like...
You know what? We don't need to talk about that. But Fortnite actually hopefully will be
a
cool
better
soon.
Game.
They're using the new Chaos Physics Engine, which is Epic Games thing. Unreal Engine's new Chaos Physics Engine, sorry. And it's gonna add some better qualities to the game, apparently.
I just hope they fix their game, honestly. Well, until that happens, you can play an actual good game called Clash Royale. I'm not even sponsored by these people, but it's just such a good game. Oh, such a good game. Oh, you try to get that volume in there.
No, it's fine.
But it's such a good game. I was just playing it with Bennett. When he got to my house, immediately, first thing we did, he sat down on the couch, I played NHL, then we played Clash Royale. It was amazing.
Yeah,
we got a couple of games.
I only play it because of Quentin, because he actually likes that game.
Whoa, it's a good game.
It's a great game.
Exactly.
I would never play it by myself.
I would definitely play it by myself. Guys, it's such a great game. You gotta play
it. You know what? I did enjoy it when I was playing with you, Quentin.
Really?
Just want you to know.
Thank you. I guess we're getting close to the end of the video. Not video. Podcast. And I don't know what to say, but thank you guys for talking to us on Instagram. It means a lot. We love to hear messages from fans, and we always want to know what we can do in our next podcast.
Yeah, so if you guys ever want to talk to us, you can message us on Instagram. We've had some fans talking to us. And, thank you guys. Those of you who have reached out to us, I appreciate that.
An ad.
As I go on a website, I see an ad.
And it's a video.
A pop-up ad that I cannot get rid of. Wow, that is kind of sad.
And it's just going to continue playing it.
They help you.
But, guys, I guess this will be the motto. I always think of these on the fly. Advertisements give you brain deficiencies. Thank you for listening. This was our podcast. We'll see you guys next time in about 4 to 5 years. Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.